If mobile phone signals are too weak to affect plane equipment, why do airlines tell you to turn it off or put it on airplane mode anyway? A recent plane crash in Nepal had netizens wondering whether a phone could have affected plane equipment. This was after a passenger livestreamed the incident moments before the crash. We asked you, our readers, for your questions on using phones on a plane and went to aviation experts for the answers. Experts told us that mobile phone signals should not substantially affect plane equipment. Mobile phones must also comply with regulations that limit the strength of their emissions. Plane equipment is also designed to have a certain level of immunity against these emissions. And in any case, passengers don't sit where the aircraft systems are, in the flight deck or in the cockpit. Switching your phones off or putting in airplane mode reduces the amount of emissions affecting the plane equipment, especially in the critical phases of takeoff and landing. The more passengers who turn their phones off, the better it is for aircraft systems. But one bigger reason, an expert told me, is so that passengers pay attention to safety briefings. A phone on airplane mode still emits some signals. Switching it off cuts it off completely. It may not be necessary to switch off your phone completely, but it's still good practice to follow your airline's instructions on what to do with your phone. Takeoff and landing are the more critical phases of a flight, where pilots rely heavily on equipment. When cruising, there's less chance of adverse events occurring. At such a high altitude, a phone not on airplane mode is going to keep trying to connect to a network in vain, and that's only going to drain your battery life faster.